This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, November 15, written by Daryl DeClercq. The Witness of Christian Unity, from John 17. May they be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them. During a visit to Israel, one thing I saw that made one of the deepest impressions on me wasn't a historical site, but a biblical truth being lived out. Many Christians there today are working hard to strengthen the bonds between Arab Christians and Messianic Jews. In the news, we often hear of conflicts between Palestinians and Israelis. Unreported are the countless times when Christians live by Jesus' prayer for them to be united. In Christ, the old dividing wall of hostility between Jew and Gentile has been destroyed. While this often presents challenges for the people involved, the Spirit of Christ is doing good things there. When Palestinian Christians and Messianic Jews look at one another and see brothers and sisters in Christ, their neighbors see an alternate way to live. When you and I look at believers from other groups, even those that have caused offense in the past, and we overflow with love for them, the world will know who God is. How will you demonstrate the unity Christ won for us in his death and resurrection? If you feel that unity is impossible, rest assured that Jesus is praying for it. Unity does not have to mean uniformity, but a common mission. Graceful Christian witness happens when we aim to live as one in Christ. Triune God, we confess that if we were left to ourselves, the devil could divide and conquer us quickly. As you are three in one, so let your church be one. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.